Will, first and foremost, as we talk about, you know, coming off this loss, which was ugly against Seattle, everybody up there at Flowery, we were there Wednesday talking about, you know, turning the page, getting right. What do you think that entails? What do we need to do coming off of that loss against Seattle, heading into this game, a huge game against Tampa, to make us, the fan base, feel better than what we saw on Sunday and certainly the way maybe we felt a few weeks ago against Tampa?
Yeah, it's a great question and a great place to start, because I think that really a re-emphasis on the details throughout the week in practice, and then more importantly, bringing that to Sunday. And I think if you see an opening offensive drive, you know, that moves the ball down the field consistently, doesn't have these kind of self-inflicted setbacks that have, you know, plagued the Falcons at times offensively this year, that would be a great sign that maybe this week in practice, the emphasis was correctly placed and effective. Defensively, I think really we've been waiting to see more of those impact plays. And the secondary has played really well all year. That was not the case on Sunday, and kind of the communication breakdowns, I think, were part of the issue there. So really, for me, after Sunday's performance in which, you know, Raheem Morris said it himself, the team kind of came out flat, but I do think the bigger kind of priority to fix are the details and the pre-snap penalties, kind of the miscues of that nature that are really making you beat yourself in addition to the opponent you're playing.
And, Will, we've spent in, like, basically all season. Well, hell, since I've been here in 1998, I spent every season talking about pass rush. And we asked Coach yesterday about, is it in the building? You know, because obviously folks are looking to the trade deadline, and can you go get something? That doesn't seem like there's an impact player that we're going to go for. Do you feel that we're not going to be making the big move at the trade deadline?
Yeah, that is still kind of the way that I lean at this point in time, for a couple of reasons. You know, the Falcons right now are 20th in terms of cap space. Now, that's not prohibitive by any means. You know, you can always kind of work with the cap to go prioritize stuff. But I also think the Falcons want to be, and they have been under Terry Fontenot, cognizant of short-term, you know, needs and short-term gains versus the long-term situation. And, you know, given what he inherited when he first started here, he's right to feel that way. And so I think that is certainly an element. But then when you look at the defensive line and the outside linebackers that this team kept after training camp and during roster cutdowns, I do feel like they like the group that they have, that it is a versatile, deep group. But you're completely right. The sacks have not been there. They have gotten an uptick in pressure over the last couple of weeks, but I know that kind of doesn't mean too much when the quarterback is not actually on the ground. And yeah, it has been a number one concern, I think, defensively for a while now. That's nothing new for this specific regime, but it is kind of on them to figure out for 2024, how do you turn the pressure into sacks, because that is really the best way to set an offense off course.
Will, we're heading into week 8. What is our strength? In your opinion, what do you think the strength of this football team is? I said over the next few weeks we're going to learn a lot about these teams around the NFL, and the cream is going to rise, and hopefully we're part of that. But what is the strength of this football team?
Yeah, that's a great question. And, you know, I think it's a little bit – There's kind of two parts of it, right? I think when you look at individual units, you could point to the way the secondary is played, starting with your two safeties back there, as a legitimate strength. You could look offensively, and the times when this team has not set themselves back, they're moving the ball at a good clip, and they're versatile, and they're more explosive than they really have been, you know, over the last few years. So I think dynamically, offensively, that is a real strength, in that there's any given matchup, you feel good about the ways in which you can attack an opposing defense. And then when you've got a secondary that has been playing, again, kind of Sunday aside, as well as they have been, that's going to keep you in a lot of games. And especially when the field shrinks, which we've seen the Falcons, you know, kind of allow teams to matriculate their way down the field. But then when they get to that 30-yard line, that's usually when they bow up, and we've seen those drives end in field goals. So from a on-field perspective, I think those are the strengths right now, the offensive dynamism, and then defensively that secondary and the coverage. But really, maybe the main strength of this team has been its resilience. And, you know, again, Seattle game, let's just move that to the side. It has been a team that, against really good teams so far, like the easy schedule thing feels like forever ago, but I feel like that is not come to pass. It feels like every game has been against a good team and kind of difficult, but they have stayed right in it. They have not collapsed, and that is part of the makeup and identity that this team is forming. And if they put themselves in a position late in the year, I think that mentality and kind of that identity is going to be so beneficial to this group. So those are kind of the strengths that I see of this team right now.
Talking to Will McFadden, guys, Falcons.com senior editor and writer here on the WadeFord.com hotline. It's kind of easy for fans to go, well, the Bucs are dead in the water. They got the two best wide receivers on the squad are out. Do you, obviously, we think it's going to be a lower scoring game. I don't think we get into a dial-a score, and the intensity will be there after having one of those awful flat games that just seem to happen to every NFL team. But do you think we come out and try to establish the run that we couldn't get going last time against the Bucs?
Yeah, I think that what you'll see, at least from Atlanta's offense, is kind of what it's been all season long, which is largely dictated by the opponent. You know, I mentioned the different avenues that this offense has to attack a team. And so when you feel good about a number of different options, you can usually identify, okay, here's what a defense is taking away, but here's what they're giving us. So we'll just go ahead and take what they're giving us. And obviously in the first matchup between these two teams, that was the passing game. They were in a ton of cover three. They had their other safety rolled down and in the box. And so Atlanta said, all right, thank you. We'll just be hitting 12-yard, 17-yard plays kind of right in the middle of the field or on the boundary. I'm really curious to see how Antoine Winfield Jr., his return for this game, he's been back the last couple of weeks but wasn't in the first matchup, how that changes things. I wouldn't be shocked at all if you see Tampa kind of try to speed this game up and emphasize its rushing attack. So whether that means Atlanta tries to early on score quickly and maybe prevent Tampa Bay from going with that game plan by necessity of having to be down a couple of scores and just really have to kind of keep pace, that's one approach for Atlanta. Or they could just say, look, if you want to go toe-to-toe with us, we think that we're now the better team, given that Mike Evans and Chris Godwin are out. And maybe they lean on their run game as well and kind of say, okay, we'll speed this game up and walk out of here with a 21-14 victory. It doesn't need to get up into the 30s. I'm curious to see how Atlanta's going to play that. But first and foremost, I think the emphasis all week for them is more on Atlanta. It is more about correcting some of the stuff that we saw Sunday against Seattle. And for that reason, like I think that Atlanta is going to be less focused on who is not in the lineup for Tampa, because it was never really about that in the first place. It was more about getting some of those issues cleaned up.
Well, here's the deal. What from a defensive standpoint, we need to force, I feel like, Baker into having to throw the football. Can we take the run away? They've got some really good running backs. That's what I think. If I'm Jimmy Lake, that's how I'm going into this game. I want Baker to throw it 50 times because we know he can make mistakes, and he'll throw it to us instead of, you know, saying, all right, we're gonna play the zone and do the things we normally do. Do we change that up? Do you feel like they may play that a little differently this time around based on the injuries?
I think you certainly could see that. Yeah, I do think that's a good thought there because, you know, man on man coverage is mano y mano, right? If you feel like your dudes are better than theirs,
yep,
maybe you feel a little more comfortable saying, hey, go line up and play. And certainly when Evans and Godwin are not out there, that changes the calculus. And I like A.J. Terrell and Mike Evans have had some amazing matchups throughout the year, so it's not like they have been afraid to play man coverage. Now, the Falcons are running the sixth most zone coverage in the league this season, so they have definitely trended towards a zone-heavy approach. But I think that if Tampa Bay is going to lean on the run game, you may want to have, you know, a more of a heavy box presence defensively, which could take some of those guys and move them to emphasize run defense a little bit more and leave Mike Hughes and A.J. Terrell and Dee Alford maybe a little bit more one-on-one with those guys. But, yeah, it would be really a good time, I think, for Atlanta to change some things up because Baker is so smart, because he did just see this defense. Give him a different picture. Give him a different look. Crowd the line of scrimmage. Drop some guys out. Like, I do think everything is on the table for Atlanta's defense here. The one thing that you mentioned, though, that gives me a slight pause is, are we sure Baker is the quarterback that you want to really get into a rhythm and work into a ladder? Like, he seems to me like such a gamer that if he is throwing the ball 40 times, you know, I don't think that's the absolute worst game plan for Tampa because he is that type of player. But I expect to see an emphasis on the run game. And more importantly, I expect to see some of the running backs, Sean Tucker, Rashad White, Bucky Irving, on the field together and used in different ways, and maybe as receivers as well.
Right. Before we cut you loose, Will McFadden from Falcons.com, we thought it was great to get Matthew Judon, thought it was going to really help Ebba Cady, some of the other guys pop. I know we missed Braylon Trice, but are you surprised how ineffective the pass rush has been since Judon has got here? And did the Patriots maybe know something we didn't?
I think Matthew Judon has not necessarily displayed the power that I thought in watching his tape when he was initially brought here. I thought his pop off the edge was incredible, both in setting the run and just forcing tackles back into the lap of the quarterback. We haven't seen that, or at least I haven't seen that to the degree that I thought I would have. And again, the sacks need to start coming, right? They are not where the team would like them to be. But these last 2 weeks, the Falcons are tied for ninth in generating pressure among all teams. This past week, they had pressure on over 50% of Seattle's pass snaps, which was fourth best in the league. So when the coaching staff says they are seeing an uptick in the pressure and that they like where they're trending, I don't think that they are just trying to blow smoke with that. But the key is to get the quarterback on the ground. Baker gets the ball out quickly. That's going to be tough to do. But to win in this league, you got to get to the quarterback. You've got to impact the quarterback. They're moving him off his spot. They're making him kind of hold on to the football, which is giving him a little more chance, but you got to ultimately get him on the ground to create those negative plays. So I am a little bit surprised, again, given the investment and some of the guys that are here, but the pressure generation is happening. Let's hope that the sacks are a lagging metric, and that metric starts to take effect this week.
Will, thank you so much, man. Continue to do a great job. Falcons.com, senior editor and writer, and we appreciate you dropping by, man.
Hey, I appreciate it. Anytime.